Well, George's success in the film industry has created a lot of winners. There's no denying that. But who are the losers? Some would say minority actors on the whole. If you look at the numbers, there are just not that many prominent roles for non-white characters. But that could change thanks to a bill that was passed in this session of the Georgia legislature. House Bill 1577 looks to diversify entertainment opportunities for Georgians of all backgrounds in the hope of creating new stars and maybe helping to revitalize the industry. That the production company Nina Holiday Entertainment led that effort, and actor and director Terry J. Vaughn is co-owner of Nina Holiday. She'll make her directorial debut next month with the movie Hashtag Digital Lives Matter. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
The name of your company is a combination of Nina Simone and Billie Holiday?
Yes, ma'am. When I met my producing partner, Cass Seegers Beatles, we talked, we vibed, we had the same sensitivities, and when we decided that we were going to start a production company and what we should name it, you know, she was a huge fan of Nina Simone, and I was a huge fan of Billie Holiday, so we just merged the names of these two trailblazers to name our production company after.
And, you know, trailblazers who also paid a price for being among the first African-American superstars.
Yes, absolutely.
So what do you think, you know, when we talk about the lack of diversity in Hollywood, there are so many very thoughtful pieces trying to explain why it still exists,
right,
despite the, you know, the stardom even going back to Sidney Poitier or further. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of theories, and I wonder which one you think is right. Is it money talks and people think that white stars are more likely to bring in money? Which one do you think is correct?
I really think that the people that are in position to greenlight projects, to hire, and you know, stars are made. Stars are made by the opportunities given to them. If Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, I mean, if they weren't given the roles that they were given, they wouldn't be the superstars that they are. So I think that the people that are in position to hire actors, actresses, and even people behind the camera are just, they go with people that they feel comfortable with. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these people are not black. They're mostly white people, mostly white men running these companies. And so they go with what they are familiar with, what they feel comfortable with. And I think that that's really what it is like they don't want to step out of their comfort zone and, you know, embrace someone else.
Have you encountered this in your journeys through Hollywood? I mean, you've been on a number of really successful projects, including the Steve Harvey Show, but other things as well. Have you had personal experience with this?
Absolutely. I recall going in for an audition once for a Mother. It was for a family sitcom, and I was going in for the role of the mother. And in the audition, I just remember a producer, white male, and he said, "Yeah, but can you read her with a little more sass and, you know, a little more of, put a little bit more of this into it," and he started rolling his neck around. I was like, it just felt so belittling to be in a room where you're already being judged, and you're standing there and you're doing your work and you've done your homework, and she's a mother, and what does me rolling my neck and snapping and being this caricature of what you think a black mother should be, what does that have to do with me being a mother, because that's not how I am. So that's just one incident of how they see us.
That's literally the subject of I think it's a Funny or Die video, or maybe some other parody video. That's literally what happens. That's how odd that is.
Yeah, it's real.
If you're just joining us, my guest is actress and director Terry J. Vaughan. We're talking about Georgia's role in diversifying the film and entertainment industry. So you really lobbied for this bill, and I want to make sure the audience understands what this bill does is it establishes a committee to study this, and they have until December to do so.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the limitations of this bill, but I wonder first what your case, how you made your case to the legislature. How did you argue this?
Well, seeing that I live here in Atlanta now, I moved here almost 7 years ago. And when I came here, I still was, of course, acting, and we had our production company. And, you know, a lot of my peers were like, thought I was crazy for moving to Atlanta from L.A. They were like, oh, my God, you're going to miss out on this. Are you still going to work? And blah, blah, blah. And so when I came here with the mindset of I really want to help Atlanta film industry to be taken seriously. That means the actors that are here, I want them to be looked at seriously. All the camera people and everybody, because I feel like if this city is looked at as a pliable place to get efficient talent behind the camera, in camera, then that's going to mean that that's going to be more opportunity still for me to continue to work, because it would be like I live in New York still. You know what I mean?
I do. I want to make sure that I'm understanding what you're saying. It sounds like what you're saying is that because there's such a lack of diversity in Hollywood and other places, that there's an opportunity for Georgia to make a name and by doing the exact opposite, by giving more opportunities to people who are non-white. Is that accurate?
Well, that didn't come into my mind yet when I first moved here. When I first moved here, it was just all about having this, having Atlanta looked at seriously. Because in the industry, I'll be honest, Atlanta is really looked at as the reality show world. And when I'm going out for auditions and if they see that I live in Atlanta, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, if we want a reality show, we'll call on them. Mm-hmm. And that's really the reputation that Atlanta has as far as the people in film in L.A. And that's why when companies come here from L.A. and other places to film, they usually bring their own crew. They bring their own crew. They bring, you know, everything, all the pieces that they need, because they don't trust the people that live here, because the people that live here only shoot reality show. You know what I mean?
Right. I get you.
So that's where my heart was. My heart was really wanting to establish a serious place where the industry is looked at seriously in Atlanta, that you can come here and you don't have to bring your whole crew, and you can even hire talent here because they're on their P's and Q's just like the people in Atlanta, in Los Angeles. So once I got here and we were able to do several projects, and I was actually hired on some projects, but it was still behind the camera. There wasn't a lot of women, and there wasn't a lot of black people. And this is worldwide in the industry. That's how it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, Atlanta is primed to be the one to take the stand to figure out the answer to this, because this is not a new, it's not a new issue in Hollywood. Like you said, you brought up from when Sidney Poitier was.
Yes, it's longstanding. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, every once in a while, there's a wave where everybody's talking about diversity is a problem and diversity. And it's the high point. And then people in the industry, you know, tries to figure it out. And they start doing this and they start giving a little bit more opportunities. But then it fades away. And this has been ongoing forever. So, you know, you just get that wave. There's a bunch of black productions going on, and then they go away. And then, it, you know. And so I was like, it needs to be something legitimate that sticks. So what we came up with is when these film industries come here, there's a lot of pieces that go into making a movie. There, you know, behind the camera, there's catering, there's dry cleaning, there's florists, there's carpenters, there's plumbers, there's a lot of things that go into building sets and all this stuff. There's companies here, minority-owned companies, women-owned companies, that already do this in their own industry and field, dry cleaning, flowers. So they're already experts at what they do. Now, how can we merge these companies to be the ones to operate within the movie industry when they're here? They're already experts at what they do. Now they just need the opportunity to work into the film industry, and that will allow minorities to get more work in the industry. So that was kind of our thought, because we had to think of something that would be realistic. It's like you just can't tell them to hire minorities and women just because they're lacking. They still have to be able to know what they're doing.
Right.
And so these are people that have their businesses, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, that are already professionals in their own right. And now how do we merge that into them being included into the growing film industry here in Atlanta instead of them hiring outside of Georgia for that? So that, to me, was an easy fix, and that's kind of how we brought it to the Black Caucus. In helping in the diversity step. And that's just a step.
Right. And that's what I wanted to ask about is what do you hope? Because, again, this is all that the bill did was establish a committee that will study it.
Exactly.
So what do you hope comes out of this committee?
Well, what we hope it will be more jobs for Georgians overall, because so many of the film industry jobs, they go to people outside of Georgia. But they're taking advantage of the tax incentive that is here in Georgia. So we think that if you, you include another tax incentive, this is what we presented to the Black Caucus. If there's another tax incentive, a 5% tax incentive, if you hire a certain amount of minority or women percentage workers on set, and that's in front of the camera and behind the camera, if you reach this quota of, let's say, 25% of your staff is minority and women, then you can qualify for the extra 5% tax credit. And that way, it creates more jobs, and the industry can see that, oh, there are people in Atlanta that can work in this business. And it starts to build a trust factor in the industry to where they don't feel like they have to bring in people from LA or New York to do the jobs that people here in Georgia are capable of doing as well.
And we'll see what happens after the committee. But it's partly due to the efforts of my guest, Terry J. Vaughn, actress and director. Her upcoming movie is called #DigitalLivesMatter. The film premieres next month at the American Black Film Festival. Thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you so much. And I did want to say, for that movie, we made sure we hired everyone who worked on the film, #DigitalLivesMatter, in front of the camera and behind the camera, were Atlanta.
That's great.
Georgian.
Thank you so much.